Zehu Kashem Omer Leba Eisahi Mamish Kalel. This Hashem told him at that time. Hashem says him Kalel at that time as David. Umi Yoimar Levi Gomer. So who can say to Hashem? If Hashem says to curse, then we don't have any option. That's the business of Hashem. The Alter Rebbe was discussing over here how one needs to realize anything that happens to him or her comes from Hashem. And even though a person chooses to do bad, the other person is accountable. He can choose to do it or not to do it. He's not forced to do it. But to you, it would happen regardless. Hashem has many different agents, and therefore it can happen anyways. But then the Rebbe said a much stronger and a deeper point. He says, everything needs its vitality every instant, every moment. It's not, as the Rebbe explained the principle in already in Shariyachet V'Amunah, and he elaborates over here as well, that nothing is in existence without Hashem infusing it every instant, every moment in its existence. And if that energy of Hashem that He vitalized brings things in from ex nihilo, from ayin, into yesh, to make it into an existence, would cease, there would be no existence. So it turns out, at that very moment that somebody chooses to do something bad to you or something damaging, Hashem is giving him that energy to do so, to say so, to do what he's doing. That's why he said by Shimi, who cursed David HaMelech, he says, Hashem Amar Lekalel, God told him to curse. What did Hashem tell him? He says, because if Hashem is giving him the energy at the time that he's trying to curse, that means that Hashem is telling him to do that. And the Alter Rebbe gives now, continues now, Ukinoida, like it's known, Mashekosub HaBal Shem Tov Zal, what the Baal Shem Tov, a blessed memory, wrote, Al posik la'olam havaye dvorcho nitzov bashamayim. So the verse states that your word Hashem is always in the heavens. This is a parak in Kuf Yud Tes, Tilum Kuf Yud Tes posik pei Tes. So basically, it means that your word is always in the heavens. What does that mean? That your word is in the heavens. So he says like this: that shetziruf that when you combine these letters with which the Shemayim were created, Shahu Maimer Yehi Rakia. That is, when we read in the Chumash, it says, let there be the firmament. Let there be the firmament within the water to separate from the water above and the water below. So those were letters that Hashem used, a maimer, a saying of Hashem used, Yehi Rokia. So he says, Hein nitzoveis v'aimdis v'luboshes b'ashamayim. They are standing, they're upright and standing, dressed up in the sky, in the firmament, li'olam. They're always there. So this dvorcha, this word that you said, Yehi Rokia, is le'olam havayim. That word is always there in the Shemayim. Why? L'hachayosom ulekaimom, to vitalize them and to give them existence. V'loika ha'filosofim, and this is not like these philosophers, shekoifrim b'hashgoch ha'protis. They deny divine providence. According to their misguided understanding, they understand God created the world, but then the world is on its own, it runs. And therefore, they don't think that every movement, what happens in the world, is associated with what Hashem wants, with Hashem's supervision. Yes, go ahead. Well, you bring that up, the Rebbe brings down in the Hayom Yom of when they read this Shir Tanya in the day, I believe it was the 26th or the 27th, it was in the Shana Muberes, that's the time when the Hayom Yom was printed. So the Rebbe says that actually this concept is already in the Medrash Tilum, and this is already found in the Medrash, way, way before the Baal Shem Tov. Why does the Alter Rebbe associate this statement with the Baal Shem Tov? It's in the Medrash, much earlier, much prominent source than the Baal Shem Tov. Why does the Alter Rebbe, don't think that the Alter Rebbe sort of missed that Medrash, he didn't know. The Rebbe says that in Likutei Torah, when the Alter Rebbe brings that down, he brings in the name of the Medrash. So he knew that it was the Medrash. He didn't Chas v'Shalom forget that it was the Medrash, because he does bring it down. But the Rebbe explains that the Alter Rebbe wanted to make a reminder for everybody about the birth of the Baal Shem Tov, because this was said on a Monday. Yehira Kia, let there be the. So he wanted, that said, Maisi Bereishis. The Baal Shem Tov was born on Monday Chai Elul. So sort of associate the Yehira Kia with the Baal Shem Tov versus the Medrash Tilim, to associate that day with the Baal Shem Tov, because the Baal Shem Tov was born on a Monday. And that is the significance of the Alter Rebbe bringing it down in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, this statement of the name of the Baal Shem Tov. But yes, this idea comes from before the Baal Shem Tov. But apparently the war, when he talks about the philosophers, he doesn't mean necessarily people that didn't believe in Hashem. On the contrary, he talks about even maybe righteous people, talks about tzaddikim maybe, but they had this idea. But the Alter Rebbe continues further to explain what's the problem with their idea, because in their idea, medamin b'dimyonim hakoizev es maisa Hashem oise shomayim v'oretz lemaise enosh v'tach b'loisov. They compare in their imagination, their faulty or their false imagination, at the act of Hashem, that when Hashem created the heavens and the earth, so they equate it to the act of man and his tricks and his idea. What does a person do? What does a person do? A person puts together various different material to bring something new, or he shapes things in a certain way. But the person is merely changing the shape. He's not creating the kikasher yetzel atzoid of keli. So their argument is that when a smith produces a vessel, shubein akeli tzorich l'dei hatzoidif, so the vessel no longer needs the hands of the smith. Sha'av sheyodo mesulokei simenu hukayim atzmi. So even though that the hands of the smith are no longer involved with the creation of that item that he's doing, hukayim atzmi, but yet that vessel stays in existence by itself, doesn't need it to constantly involve. So they think the Eibishter made this vessel, he created a beautiful world, he no longer needs the Eibishter. So that's it's done. That's how they concluded. But he said, V'toch mir oisinehim. Their eyes are pasted, they don't see, they don't open their eyes, their eyes are closed. They don't see the great distinction between act of man and his and his tricks and his ideas. Because the person is only making something from something else. So the material from what he uses is already in existence. He's only shaping the form of the existence. The person changes the form, he changes the picture, it makes something into a little bit to something different. So therefore, that change is not a creation of the item, that does not require a constant work of the craftsman, of the smith to be in there, because he didn't bring in something new. He just shaped it. He molded it. He did it something external, but he didn't bring that thing into being. which is totally different. Lamaisa day, but this is different. Lamaisa Shemayim is a distinction because Lamaisa Shemayim Ve'oretz Shuyesh Me'ayin. The creation of the heavens and the earth is an existence from nothing. So, which means over here there is something new that before here it wasn't around at all. And who says, who Pella Godly wants to bring now an example from the splitting of the Sea of Reeds. But he says, creating something from nothing, bringing something into being, is a greater miracle, or it's a greater wonder than the changing the nature. As for example, we know Kriyas Yamsu. Vupela Godl Yesu Kriyas Yamsu al Derech Moshe. It's a greater wonder than even the splitting of the sea, by way of example. So, how did this splitting of the sea take place? Asher Hoylich Havaye Beruach Kodim Azo Kol Halaylo. So, there was Hashem put an energy all night through the wind that blew, and that raised the wall. And now the water splits. Had that wind, that spirit of Hashem that created that wind that kept up the water, would have stopped for 1 second. So what would have happened? Then the water would have returned and they would drag down in a descent as their nature, as their usual and as their nature. And they would not stand as a wall. Av shebeteva zeba mayim. This nature in water, who says that water has to fall down? Why is a brick wall standing and water falls down? That's the nature, the way Hashem created it. So, to change a nature from one item to another item isn't as phenomenal as creating something into being, which is totally not there, which is totally against its nature because it wasn't there. Because over here, you have one nature which is there, and you have another nature, which is changing the nature from what it is to another one. Why do we see that this is not such a great deal? This nature of water that it falls is also created something from nothing. That who says that it has to happen? Because you see, because you see, a brick wall stands by itself without a wind. You don't need a wind holding it. It just stands by itself. So what does it mean? It means that that's a nature that Hashem created. Water, the water falls down. But the real nature of water is not so. So, over there, if the wind stops, if the Ruach Hashem, which keeps it up, ceases, so then it goes back to its original state. It's v'kol shekein, v'kal v'chomer. So how much more so, for sure, and it's a foratory, v'vriyas yesh me'ayin, when Hashem creates the creation, existence from nothing, this is totally beyond the nature. It's not just changing the nature, but just its total nature. It's wondrous and wondrous more than the splitting of the sea. So to create something like that, you need constantly. Allah has come and become. How much more so should be stalkos chaz v'sholom koyach nivra koyach abeir yesh me'ayim and nivra. That if the power of the Creator, which creates it all the time, yesh me'ayin, from the nivra yoshva nivra la'im ve'efes mamish, so the created being would turn to zero and nothing, to nothing and zero. Ela tzarich liyis koyach apoyel benifo. You need to have the power of the one who affects into what is affected. You need the poyel, the worker needs to constantly do the nifo. Tamid lachyesu lekaimen, to constantly vitalize it, give it its existence. So what is that force that is constantly vitalizing? That is the word of Hashem and the ruach of His mouth, which is in the 10 sayings with which Hashem created the world. That is what vitalizes everything. Now the Rebbe is going to say, this is actually the soul of everything, what vitalizes. That's why that energy that vitalizes it is the soul of that item. That's why even inanimate things need to be constantly recreated by Hashem. That energy that recreates them is their soul. Afilu eretz alazu hagashmis, even our physical world. Ubchin as doimim shabo, and within the world, the inanimate of it, chayusum v'kayumum. Hudvar havayim asor mamoris, their life force and their existence comes from the words of Hashem, from the 10 saying hamlumush bahem, which is dressed up in them, umekaimom liyos doimim v'yesh me'ayin, and gives, vitalizes them, so that they should be doimim and yesh me'ayin, that they should be the inanimate object and they should be in existence. And they shall not return to nothing and zero as they were. Need constantly. That's a constant energy. That's a constant flow of Hashem. Zohu shekosuv ha-Arizal. And this is what the Arizal writes. Shekam b'doimim. That also in the inanimate, which is ka'avonim, like stones, we offer, and earth, the mayim, and water, so in which we don't see any life force. If you talk about growing things, you see life, you see something growing, you see animals, you see human, you see some life. But inanimate looks like it's dead, there's nothing there. But he says that they too have yesh b'am chinas nefesh v'chayis ruchnis. They also have a soul, they also have a spiritual energy. That is the word of Hashem that created them, and is mechaye or mekayimam all the time. This is meant in the pasuk, la'olam havaye dvorcho nitzav hashamayim. Your word, those words that you said originally, yihi rakia, which brought them into being, they're always nitzav hashamayim. They're always in the heaven. Why? Because they have to recreate. The same thing is true not only in the Shamayim, the same thing is true with all the other Mamoris. Everything, that's what he says, everything that Hashem created constantly needs the energy of the Eberster to recreate it in order to, for the item to be. And if there's one instance that it stops, then there's no longer there.